This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salli salamu ala rasulullah wa barakatuh. Ya nafsi tubi fa inna al-mawta fa al-ana wa usil hawa fa al-hawa ma zala fa al-tani. This is when we start with ourselves, to our souls. Ya nafsi tubi, starting all repent oneself. Because death is upon thee, and disobey your whims and desires. Indeed, this is one of the greatest fitna tests. It says, أَمَنْ يَدَّعِ الْفَهْمِ إِلَى كَمْ يَأَخَذْ وَهْمِ تُعَبِّ الذَّنْبَ وَالذَّنْبِ وَتُخْطِي الْخَطَأَ الْجَمْءِ أَمَا بَانَ لَكَ الْعَيْبِ أَمَا أَنْظَرَكَ الشَّيْءِ. It says, those who you claim that you have knowledge, I know everything, man, don't tell me اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. I was اتَّقِ اللَّهِ when I was in the womb of my mother. What are you talking about, man? I knew this stuff. I was born scholar. I knew, I was mufti of the art. You tell me fear Allah? You know there's an ayah about this, by the way. إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّ بِالْإِثْمِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. So if you tell somebody, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ أَخِي, be conscious of Allah. Be mindful. He says, you know what? I know this, blah, blah, blah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, his dignity, no, it's actually not dignity on this one, it's actually pride, arrogance. Because you're conceited and you're going with your own whims and desires against the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kun fa ta'qid, fa hasbuhu. It's sufficient for him, you know what? That's the guardian, that's who will protect the hellfire. Fa hasbuhu jahannam. Wala bi'sa mihad. Wala a cursed turn an eternal abode for that. Just in case. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, a young boy, used to tell Umar, attaqillah ya Umar, what used to happen to him? He would cry. Umar al-Khattab, men feared Umar radiallahu anhu. Kings of the strongest empires feared Umar radiallahu anhu. When a young boy told Umar, attaqillah, he used to cry. As a matter of fact, he would not move. He would be crying in his own place. He says, حَتَّى ابْتَلَّتْ لِحْيَتَهُ, till his beard would get wet. You know that actually it's narrated that he had two black lines here. You know what from? From the tears he used to cry, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's Umar radiallahu anhu wa radhahu anhu sahabati ajma'in. So my brothers, this is month of taqwa. This is the month where you're actually close to Allah. We gain the taqwa, you're mindful and conscious of Allah. So let us now think about it before we come in a box. Wallahi, your arrogance will not help you. Wallahi, no matter how rich you are, you will still die. No matter how powerful you are, you will still die. And believe it or not, no matter amongst us, anyone, how big your castle that lives in, how big your Swiss bank account is, your private jet, your private yacht, your posse, your powerful, whatever it may be, your company you keep, your private investigators and protectors and. Wallahi, all of us, we're going to end up in 3 feet by 9 feet and 6 feet deep. It doesn't have titles. It doesn't have servants that will white gloves with a bow tie and bend over. It will be according to your actions and deeds. You understand the hadith says, if you answer the questions according to your questions, who is your Lord, what is your way of life, and who is your Prophet, your grave will be a piece of heaven or a piece of hell. It will expand as far as your eyesight can see, only it will collapse your ribs. You will open a gate to see a place in heaven or to see a place in hell. The choice is up to you. It only takes one blink of an eye. One breath that goes out doesn't come back in. One pulse of a heart that actually extract doesn't come back out. That's it, simple. And then we receive a phone call, and that's all it takes. Wallahi, at that time you will not really care how much money you owe. You will not care whether you got this job or not. You will not care who's happy with you, who's not happy with you. But you will say what? قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتْ كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةً هُوَ قَائِلُهَا وَمِنْ وَرَائِهُمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. You will say, when you see the angels come down, and the hadith says, When you leave in the dunya, go into the hereafter, you will see the angels descend ala mad al-basal, on the horizon. You can actually see them. But they're only one type of angels, by the way. Either the angels of punishment or the angels of mercy. It's up to you. And the angel of death is already has your number. He's got your number and he's got your name on the list. It's just a matter for what? A command that comes. And you can see it. We're closer to you than your jugular vein. فَرْجِعُونَهَا. Go ahead, if you want to take the soul back, go ahead, try. Have you ever seen someone that says, you know what, listen, I'm a billionaire, man. I'm so and so. Angel of death? Yeah, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Let your people, call my people, we'll do lunch. You know what, let me, allow me just to go back and give the money back to the people. Or you know, those who I talk behind their back, those who I actually cursed, those who I oppressed, those I stole from, those who I cheated with, and. Allow me just to go back and give them back the rights before you take my soul. Is that okay with you? If you don't like it, you know, sue me. You think you can do that with the angel of death? Of course you can't. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرُ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used lam or la, used lan abadiyya, eternally. You will never be able to buy your way out. You will never be able to bribe the angel. You will never have to pull stunts. Oh, let me make a phone call. Mr. So-and-so, this angel of death here is coming to bother me, man. He's coming to take my soul. Can you take care of this guy? Send your posse. Put your nukes on this guy. Fry him, man. Can you do that? Wallahi, you can't. Not even prophets and messengers could. So we're not better than them, rest assured. And finally, you will get a simple 3 questions in the grave and a simple 4 questions in the hereafter. Based on the answers, you will not just graduate from high school to go to university, know that you will graduate from university to get a job, know that's an interview whether you're going to get a raise, keep your job or get fired. Based on these answers, you will go to heaven or hell. It's not a promotion. It's not temporary. And so on. So don't you think that that is your final test and that is your final answer? In your grave you will not see the light, man. You won't. I've seen the light. I'm healed. I repent. I believe. It's too late. Because in the grave you will be all alone. And when Allah calls your name, you will be all alone. When you die, you still be all alone. So the man Raq. You know who's Raq? Raq, give me a ruqya. Come on, man, give me a best doctor. You think the doctor will come and help you? It's time. As a matter of fact, Abu Bakr Siddiq, was one narration, says that Abu Bakr, when he was dying, radiallahu anhu and sahaba ajma'in, he was actually told to get, could we get the doctor? It says, it's come. What did he say? It says, Inni fa'alun lima urid. I do what I wish. There's a prescription that's given. Time. From the day you were in conception, 120 days in the womb, your time is already written. But we don't know that. It's just an allotted time that is given. And only how we act accordingly, whether we actually seek the reward or pay the price. لِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Only what you've done, but Allah pardons more. So why is it so important for us now to attain taqwa in the month of Ramadan? Because of that simple fact. You will be alone in the grave. You'll be alone in the front of Allah. So if you fear Allah and you're all alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise your ranks, protect you. And that is the proof of the ayah. وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَالِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذْرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. If you have taqwa, Allah will protect you on judgment day when you pass the salat, the bridge over the hellfire. If you don't have it, you will fall therein. It's really that simple. So from now on, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to leave you with one thought. Like this person with Allah, Allah he says. And no matter how many times you do it, it's scary. I just want you to think from now on, that today we washed a sister, tomorrow they're washing me. Today we shrouded a sister, tomorrow they're shrouding me. Today we prayed a janazah on the sister, tomorrow they're praying my janazah. Today we're going to carry a sister on our shoulder, tomorrow they're carrying me on the shoulder. Today we're going to behind the janazah of the sister, tomorrow they're walking behind my janazah. You know, when I go to the funeral, janazah at the cemetery, I always think this way, wallahi. When they put the box down, I am now in the box. I've left my family, friends, my wife and kids. And I'm in the box now, in a dark area. And the two angels are coming. What do I tell them? I didn't know. I didn't know I was going to die. I didn't know you were coming. I didn't know I was going to be asked the questions. So what am I waiting for? It's scary. You don't know. But you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلْ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. That's when you need it the most. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبِشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. This is when you need it most. You know, if you had this, istiqama, they're in. If now after, inshallah, if you stay on the straight path, you say, my Lord is Allah. I only believe there's only one God. That's all you're asking, akhi. On judgment day, Allah will tell you, what would you do to stay away from hellfire and go to heaven? I will give up everything. Everything in this pleasure of life that I treasured and had. So we asked of you less than that, just to say, La ilaha illallah, there's only one God. You refused. You said, God is this and God is this and more than one God, there is no God. Very simple pass or a visa on your passport to attain heaven, but you refuse to do it. Prophet Muhammad says, oh, everyone is going to heaven except those who refuse. So how do you refuse to go to heaven? Is those who obey me in obedience to God? You will go to heaven. But if you disobey me, you're froze to go to heaven. It's amazing, isn't it? So we said, if you stay on the straight path, he says, la khawfun. You're not afraid of what's coming up in the future, what's going to happen on Judgment Day. وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That you're not saddened about your sins that you've committed in your past. But Allah gives you one measuring stick. He says, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You won't be able to say La ilaha illallah before you die. You won't be able to answer the three questions in the grave. But you won't be able to answer the four questions in the hereafter, on Judgment Day, where it's 50,000 years. What's the condition? Those who believe. Believe in the unseen. Believe in the unknown. When God Almighty tells you something ghaibi, unknown or unseen, Samirna wa ta'ala, we listen to them. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on Sister Fatima. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have patience in her family. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make her be able to say the answer for the questions. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expand her grave as far as her eyesight can see and make her a piece of heaven, not a piece of hell. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect her on pulpits of light with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I ask her to take the book with the right hand side. And I ask her to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant her the highest level of Firdaus al-A'la. We can see his magnificent face in the baby. Can I ask for the closest person, for Sister Fatima, please?